We can also notice that Peter writes from the standpoint of one who himself is an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and one who would be a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. We know he writes especially to the suffering saints. And so he himself being a witness of the sufferings of Christ. This morning we notice the Apostle Paul charged Timothy to preach the word and to be instant, to preach it in season, out of season. And he also gave him that charge in view of the appearing and kingdom of the Lord Jesus. And we find the same vein in Peter's admonition to the elders. He says he will be a partaker of the glory that will be revealed in a coming day. And he also reminds them of the chief shepherd, where he says, when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. What an encouragement. So, in either case, whether it is through the Apostle Paul, one who had seen the Lord in glory when he was struck down on that road, he had seen the glorified Christ, and he longed to have fellowship in his sufferings and to be made conformable to his death and his resurrection, he who had seen the glory. And this one who had seen the sufferings of Christ could speak of the glory that is in view. And he exhorts us, in view of his appearing, in view of his coming, that they should be faithful shepherds. As was mentioned before, we find a manner of shepherding. They are to feed the flock of God. Paul mentions that one of the chief function of shepherding is to feed the flock, provide food for them. And so they are to feed the flock of God. And how they are to do it? Not by constraint, but willingly. Of a ready mind, not for filthy gain or any selfish gain, and not as lords, considering they are God's heritage, and they ought to be good examples to the flock. We noticed in our last study that a shepherd sometimes would have to defend the flock. And we had an example of David who defended the flock. It's easy to blame the flock when there's trouble, when there's danger. But they were to be good examples of the flock. They're not to be like the hireling. And we have to be careful not to be as the hireling in any way, in our character, in our attitude, because of the dangerous wolves that the Apostle Paul warned them that will come after his departure. Dangerous wolves would come in, and therefore they ought to be vigilant and watchful. Also, Peter mentions that, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, seek it whom he may devour.